Hare Krishna. I'm also presenting something. I've called my seminar The Astounding Discoveries of Uddhava. Of course, my basis of this, or my foundation, are the chapters in the Bhagavad Gita, or in the Bhagavatam, I'm sorry, which describe Uddhava's messenger service. He had been deputed by Lord Krishna to give a message to the Brijbasis, to each one of them, but I will be singling out the transaction between Krishna and the gopis and the message Krishna gave to his most beloved devotees, and will do so in such a way as to distill or extract or pull out important lessons for all of us. The reason for doing this is just an insight or a discovery that somehow you have to be attached. Each one of us is attached and has to be attached, because it's the constitutional position, the very natural position, the unavoidable situation of the soul. So you cannot exist without being attached. When you are 20% attached to Krishna, you are 80% attached to Maya. If you are only 20% attached to Maya, then you are 80% attached to Krishna. And the process of Krishna consciousness is to make you attached 100% to Krishna. Now, that is not so easy, because there are so many samskaras in us, so many contaminations, so many memories, so many inclinations. I must tell you very honestly, I was a music lover before I came to Krishna consciousness. I was very attached to the music, and I could sing you right now a few Led Zeppelin songs, which I will not do for spiritual reasons. And I have good news, I'm not so attached any longer. Something has happened. But I just want to say, if you want to decrease your attachment to Maya, you need to increase your attachment to Krishna. And that is only possible, according to our philosophy, by hearing about Krishna. You cannot see Krishna at this moment. You cannot smell Krishna at this moment. You cannot touch Krishna at this moment. But you can hear from authorized sources about him. And as the Bhagavatam informs us, if you do such hearing, my dear devotees, then Krishna, who is so difficult to attain, manifests in your heart. The Bhagavatam in the second canto gives us a very clear description of a hearing practice, a sadhana of hearing, where it says, if you do this regularly with faith, and what was it? And with an effort to be, refers to be attentive, then the Lord will manifest in your heart. Just by hearing regularly with faith and with some effort, the Lord will manifest in your heart. Now, being the person I am, I thought, so let's try this. Let us all hear about Krishna and his relationship to his devotees. This is the most powerful katha, to hear about Krishna relationship to his advanced devotees. And he, I picked a kata purposefully where there are some feelings going, some feelings which we hopefully can emulate, devotional feelings, really. We can become touched, and as we become touched by the devotees and Krishna and their wonderful interactions, we will lose our attachment to Maya and increase our attachment to Krishna. Now, something very important. Why? Another reason why I chose Krishna this year, the Krishna Katha, which is centered around Uddhava Sandesh, the Uddhava, the messenger who carries a message of Krishna to his dear devotees, and how they react, and what transpires between Krishna and the devotees. I had heard a lecture which deeply impressed me and expanded my understanding. You know, you can understand Krishna only if you understand his shaktis, his energies. There is something, I wrote this down. Objects and people have an inner potential that is not visible until the moment where they manifest it. I would like to give an example. Gokrishna is my assistant. You see him often before the harmonium. He has an amazing ability, a shakti, to understand melodies and remember them. You can ask him, what melody did Amala Harinam sing 2 years ago at the Radha Desh Melo? And he will provide you not only with a theoretical answer, he will get on the harmonium and play it for you if you wish. It's a shakti which is incomprehensible. Another shakti which rests in Gokrishna is to make the best khichdi in the world, for which we call him Cook Prabhu. But unless this is manifest, you will think Gokrishna is just a person like anyone else. Only when this energy comes out can you understand the person. Do you need another example to understand how you can understand a person only when the energy comes out? Let us say a person, you know, normally dressed, but who's really strong. I have met the strongest man of Germany. He looks quite normal. I mean, like a little fat German he looks. Fat Germans are not strong. But he is the strongest man. Do you know what he can do? He can lift a huge tree trunk from here to Alaska, so big. But unless he does it, and he manifests his energy, you will think he is just a feisty German, too well-fed, you know, and weak, and so on. So Krishna also, in his entirety, becomes known to you only when you see his energy and his dealings with his energy. Especially the Chladini Shakti, of which Srimati Radhika or Radharani is the Chladini Shakti, the embodiment, the personality of the Chladini Shakti. Without Radha, you will never know what is Krishna. Never, 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 never. Impossible for you. You will make a mistake. Look at India. People understand Krishna to some degree, but they don't know Radha. And therefore, they do not know the amazing rasa, Madhurya rasa, the amazing pastimes of Krishna, what is really in his heart, how he feels. They have an incomplete Krishna. They know Krishna in the office as a creator, but they don't know Krishna at home in Vrindavan. So this is a very, very important understanding. And in my katha, I want to highlight this amazing relationship between Krishna and Srimati Radharani and her expansions, the gopis. No? They are all expansions of Radha, who is the embodiment of the Hladini Shakti, the pleasure-giving potency. This is very nice. I want to end whetting your appetite by telling you something which I wrote down here. No, Krishna. Yes, here it is. Narada Muni, the great devotee of Krishna, had heard that Krishna had appeared. So he came to Mathura and he walked at the bank of the Yamuna, and he actually managed to have a personal darshan of Krishna. But he knew, without finding Radha and seeing Radha, his understanding of Krishna would be incomplete. Just like you can never understand the energetic without his energy. No, you can't understand the fire without the warmth and the light. So he went all over Vrindavan to search for Radha. Radha must be somewhere. And one day he knocked at the door, a door of Brishabhanu Maharaj, and asked, "Do you have children?" Brishabhanu Maharaj said, "Yes, I have a son. We called him Sridham. You are a great saint, Narada Muni. Can you please bless this son?" And Narada Muni said, "Yes, Sridham will become the best friend of Krishna. Is there anyone else?" "Oh," said Vishabhanu Maharaj very shyly, "I have a daughter also, but we are also worried for her. She has, since her birth, not opened her eyes, and she has not said anything, or you know, what do babies do? They make noise, you know. No, nothing." "Oh," said Narada, who had by now looked all over Braj for Radha. He felt some happy anticipation. He said, "Can I please see this little girl?" Vrishabhanu, who was very sad for the plight of his newborn child, said, "Come with me in the antapura, in the inner area of the house. The ladies and the girls are kept there." And when Narada Muni entered the room, he saw a little girl who was shining with an unexplainable radiance. Narada Muni could understand, that is her, that is she. And she said, he said, because he didn't want to give away the secret, to not disturb the relationships, he said to Vrishabhanu Maharaj, "I want to perform the name-giving ceremony of your little girl. You just go and collect the items." And when Vrishabhanu Maharaj exited, And Narad Muni was all alone with Srimati Radharani. Radha manifested herself. Totally. She was the original energy of the original energetic. Manifested herself and came out. There's a famous picture where of the darshan which Narada Muni had is Radharani in a blue zari, very lovely. She holds lotus flowers and stands on a lotus flower and has a dancing mudra, a dancing position. And Narada Muni just threw himself on the ground and with tears in his eyes offered prayers. And when Vrishabhanu Maharaj came back, what he saw was a little girl in the cradle and a saint who was weeping. He said, "What happened to you? Hey, Narada Muni, did something inauspicious happen from this girl, from you?" Narada Muni said, could not say anything. He was just in pure love of Godhead. But then he collected himself. No, Savtika, everything is all right. Everything is more than all right. So, yes, Srimati Radharani's dealings in the Uddhava Gita explain the depths of what is it when we hear the word love. It is very important for us to understand, because I don't know if you have heard, but this is a movement for developing love of Godhead. Have you heard this maybe before? It's all about this. So we will explore this in responsible, wonderful ways. Tomorrow I will start with the first meeting of Krishna and the gopis from Gopal Champu. It is quite something. And then we will go into how Krishna felt after he left Vrindavan. What went on in his heart and why he said the things he said to Uddhava to give as a message to the Brijbasis. And many things will become clear, but I hope most of all we will increase our attachment to Krishna manifold and lose our attachment to Maya manifold in big substantial way, and we will leave the Govardhan retreat as a better version of ourselves. will bring something to our service, something to our relationship, something to, yes, to our compassion towards others, which was not yet there. So, yeah, it will be a journey. I'm as excited as all the other speakers to present the subjects. We will start, as far as I remember, at 10:30 tomorrow. Hope those of you who can make it, you are most welcome. And yes.